Well, good evening, people. And it's a wonderful Friday night again. And this is the best time of the weekend, because it's all ahead of me. Oh, I know it's going to go fast, but right now, it's all ahead of me. And I'm having a traditional Friday night, with beer, of course. The Great Unwinder. Well, as usual, I've got a couple of news items, and I'll put most of the links down below. Are you all comfortable? Good. Then I shall begin. So here's a picture of a felon who's 25 years old, and she was apparently kidnapped on a highway after she saw a little child running along the highway just in a nappy. The child was only about 3 or 4 years old, apparently, but according to the 911 call from this felon, she followed this little child for about 6 football pitches. That child must have been really moving fast. What did it have, an e-scooter or something? Anyway, you people out there probably know this story by now. And when I first heard it, I realized something wasn't right. And according to these pictures of this femon, she obviously thought she was really something. Anyway, apparently a man, a white man, rushed from the bushes and grabbed her. Picked her up and carried up over a fence into the forest or something to an 18-wheeler truck. Where she was gagged, I believe, but they didn't tie her hands because that would leave marks. They didn't want to leave marks on her. Apparently there was a woman she could hear, but she didn't see, and the child was probably in the truck too. But anyway, some miraculous thing, she escaped. But then a car came along and kidnapped her again. I mean, what's the chances of being kidnapped twice in one night? They were very kind people too. This time they took her to a house where they just sort of took pictures of her naked. And then, miraculously, she got away again. She ran through the forest, and all of a sudden came out, and all of a sudden, she was close to her mother's house. Gee, that was lucky. Of course, the police could find no little child, or anybody else who saw the child, and it was a busy highway. And the story all sounds a bit suspect. She wasn't hurt in any way, she wasn't sexually assaulted, and if you read what she told the police, it's got more holes than Swiss cheese. Then in my mind, it was all a complete fabrication and lies. A few days before, she did some searches on some things that kind of ties into the lies she was going to say. She even stocked up with some food before she disappeared miraculously. Now, it's pretty obvious to me, at least in my opinion, she's lied all the way. She obviously wants to get some attention. Think about the amount of police time that was wasted, and even think of the cost. And the people that are supporting her are saying, well, she must have some mental issue. Maybe she split up with a boyfriend or something. Who the hell cares? There's no excuse for lying to the police, or really for lying to anybody. Especially about being kidnapped. I'm a pretty old guy, and to my mind, femons generally lie nearly all the time. Or they bend the truth quite a lot. I myself personally don't believe a femon when they open the mouth and say something, unless there is proof. Apparently we're supposed to believe everything a femon tells you, without question. Why? They have been shown to be the biggest liars on the planet. The trouble is they live in a fantasy world, hardly ever in reality, and the line gets blurred. Oh, they know they're lying. But for some reason they just can't tell the truth. And what will happen to this femon? She should be charged. Wasting police time. And you can just imagine, say there was a man nearby, staying in his motorhome or something just for the night. The police would find him, and they would arrest him and put him in jail. This femon should own up and tell the absolute truth, that she goddamn well lied. And I've seen femons do this to their ex-boyfriends to get them in trouble with the police. And if they keep getting away with it, they'll keep on doing it. They're like children. Dangerous children. It's funny in situations like this when they're found out to be lying for sure, and they always jump on the mentally unstable part. But I thought femons were strong and empowered. Funny how they can turn the victim quite easily and be weak and mentally challenged people when they need to be. The amount of money it costs for the police to investigate and to do all the things they did should be reimbursed by this femon. Or by her parents. I did see the interview with her parents, and it was pretty obvious that the femon mother was wearing the pants in that relationship, and probably brought her daughter up herself almost, at least by her rules. and we see how her roles turn out, don't we? Anyway, let's move on to another sweetie. This femme is 18 years old, and I guess she had a relationship with a man and they have a 3-year-old son. But the relationship went sour. As we all know, femmes are spiteful and revengeful. But she went onto a site that was a spoof site, but she didn't know that, to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son. The price was agreed, and she met and gave them $3,000. But then the special team moved in and arrested her. She was going to have her own son killed. This may be a better picture of the femme who looks a bit, well, odd. So what evil lurks in this femme to want to kill your own son? 3 years old. I don't want to look at her anymore, so let's move on. Hang a belt. That's not a femme. No, this is Nigel Farage. He was a businessman, then he got into politics, and now he does the GP News. But his NatWest Bank cancelled his account. The reason was he didn't align to what they like. In other words, he differed in politics, and maybe his ideology was different. So the bank closed his account. Not a very good business move from a bank, I would think. But let's take a look who's in charge of the bank. Ah, yes, a femme. That kind of explains it. You see, this is the trouble with femmes in business. They use their feelings and not business sense. And apparently, because Nigel Farage put it on his news thing, she's had to apologise in a letter. But it's really too late, isn't it? Just from a business point of view, this femme should be fired. You don't close people's bank accounts because you basically don't like them. I mean, can you think how many people in the NatWest banking system that she doesn't like? There wouldn't be many left. But for some reason, this person is running NatWest Bank. And she probably got into position because of her hard, long work. I doubt it. She was probably another diversity pick. Well, that's all the links to the stories I have, but I do have a few more images. Ones that don't actually need a link. You know who they are. Here's another femme who was responsible for destroying Star Wars and turning it into a woke mess. Feminized it. She also destroyed Indiana Jones as well. This femme really does hate men. And it shows. Another femme with not very good business sense and is using her feelings to run her. Oh, and then you know who this is, don't you? Another femme with another great idea and destroyed a top brand that's been top for many years in a matter of a week or two. Another femme with a diversity pick who is great at business, I guess. Not. And here's another picture of a femme you may not know. But remember way back when Gillette ran those ads that belittled men, said they could do better. Well, this is the femme that was responsible for those ads. And I believe Gillette lost between 6 and 8 billion, didn't they? And lost loads of customers. Me, for one. And I'm never going back. Another femme with a great idea. And she obviously, too, hates men. And here's one more. Of course, this is just a guess by me. This is the producer of the new Barbie film, which will be a woke fest, and it'll be a feminist film. It'll tell you that femmes are great and wonderful, and men are bad, of course. And the worrying thing is, as a lot of the fan base is young girls, and they will have to sit through the propaganda that's being pushed in this film. And it may turn some girls into feminists as well, which means they will turn into angry, entitled princesses that will become members of the victimhood and will be mostly alone from then on until they get their cats. It's supposed to be an empowering movie for femmes, but really it's just another movie that belittles men and tells you how wonderful and great femmes are, and they should be the rulers of the planet. Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We've seen what it's like when femmes are running the show. They run it into the ground. But there's many more examples, just some we don't know about. You know, in the small businesses, in manufacturing. They've been shoved in every area and are causing chaos and drama. And that's why lots of things are broken. Femmes are going grocery shopping dressed like the women of the night into department stores, where other children are as well. They're trying to lower the standards down to their level. And in turn, of course, our quality of our lives have gone downhill. Yet the future is Femon. At least it won't last very long. Of course, they're not only destroying the things around them, they're also destroying themselves. But real men don't care anymore. And frankly, nor do I. You take it easy, fellas.